The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, it's the time of year when normally we're hearing this kind of music. There was a lot of disappointment this week, not only from brides and grooms, but also hoteliers and wedding planners, as the government confirmed that indoor gatherings will remain limited to 50 people until mid-August. We're joined by Tara Fay, luxury event and destination wedding planner, and from Limerick by John Burke, owner of the Armada Hotel at Spanish Point in County Clare. You're both very welcome to the programme. Tara, first to you, are you disappointed?
I mean, of course I'm disappointed. At the outset, of course, the public health and safety is at the priority in everybody's minds. I suppose there are three groups immediately impacted by this. The couples, and people tend to forget about that, that this is personal money. It's not corporate money that's involved. A lot of them have saved for a huge length of time to plan this day. The hospitality sector is hugely impacted, but then also the wider wedding industry has just been decimated worldwide. And, you know, it's disappointing for everybody. But again, you know, we will follow every guidance that we're given.
And you are working with couples. Some of them are planning to go ahead with the limited numbers within that time frame. Others have kicked it further down the road.
I mean, people have kicked it further down the road, as you say, and into next year. I mean, the one proviso that I have said to everybody at the very outset is we don't know if we're not going to be in the same situation 12 months from now. So, you know, planning a wedding, you do have to be conscious of all of the different factors involved. I mean, I think when I say the wedding industry worldwide, the wedding industry in Ireland, the wider industry, according to the Irish Hotels Federation, is worth in excess of 1.5 billion euro, which is not an insubstantial amount. And I think people forget about all of the wedding suppliers. So the people that have been hugely impacted by this, as I say, not just couples and hospitality industry, but I mean, you think you've hairdressers, makeup artists, stationers, bakers, chauffeurs, marquee suppliers, the industry in general is huge. And a lot of those are small independent sole traders or micro businesses that rely on weddings happening,
really,
and they need to know that they're going to happen at some point.
And of course it is very difficult for the hotels themselves. John Burke from the Armada Hotel, I'm sure you're disappointed as well. At what stage would you normally be at with wedding bookings now, and what's that looking like at the moment?
So obviously the entire year has been hugely disrupted, and I guess we were trying to look forward to getting back to some element of business in a new normal method or manner. But we had at one point more than 20 weddings booked in for the month of August, and we have two that are holding out and are going to hopefully work within the new guidelines, and the numbers will work with them. So the business has been hugely disrupted. Look, thankfully, you know, as a business overall, we're in the tourism business and the staycation. Irish consumer has been huge for us, and it has given us a strong summer, although it's still drastically back on what it should be in terms of turnover and in terms of employment numbers. But it's now facing into the winter that I guess we're desperately looking for things to progress and for weddings to really start taking place again.
And do you, for example, the weddings that are going ahead, you're looking at how that can happen. Can you do a socially distanced wedding? I mean, people having drinks, you can put things in place as is happening with bars that serve food. But dancing, socially distanced dancing?
Well, as you said, I guess every industry has had to adapt, and as too is the hotel industry. And I mean, we've been hosting up to 200 people per night in the hotel on any night during the summer, whenever we are full. And, you know, we can do that very, very safely. And the feedback has been hugely positive, working off our Fáilte Ireland guidelines. And as too have we guidelines for hosting events. So, you know, we know there are challenges around dancing. And I suppose that's where the industry as a whole gets together, and we engage with the bands and engage with the entertainers and try to ensure that there's some element of control around the level of music that's played and the type of music that's played. But, you know,
no rock the boat, John, is it?
Exactly. I think, you know, there are those iconic songs that bring everyone together on the dance floor. And, you know, outside of that, for example, our dance floor, our wedding venue can host about 380 people. Look, we would be hoping and campaigning desperately that for the numbers to be based on the capacity or the size of the venue. And, you know, based on that, one person per 2 square metres, we would have weddings of, say, 200 maximum. So they may be 180, 170. You know, our dance floor is capable of numbers of twice that size. So people can obviously maintain a safe distance and take personal responsibility about things, you know, as they have done in cafes and in restaurants.
Late on at a wedding, Tara, it's kind of tricky to have too many rules and regulations about stuff, isn't it?
You know what? I think Folch Ireland have done an incredible job with the guidelines that they have put in place, and they have more guidelines about to come out on for weddings. But I think brides and grooms and couples in general will, and brides and grooms, are just want to get married. And they will actually follow whatever guidelines they are given. And hotels, by their very nature, because they have gone through so much training with the new Folch Ireland guidelines, are such a safe option for an event. I mean, from a track and trace point of view, we will know exactly where somebody, the physical seat that somebody has been sitting in, whereas potentially in a bar or in a restaurant, that is not always possible.
Well, we're also joined by Dave Brown, who's lead singer of the band Picture House and also the wedding band, the controversial All Stars, who perform at up to 50 weddings a year up and down the country normally. Dave, you've probably seen it all when it comes to social distancing or not social distancing at weddings. How would you feel about telling them all, like Archbishop McQuaid, no touching, please, while dancing?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. How's it going? Good morning to you. I mean, our business, like Tara was talking about there, has been completely decimated. I mean, it's our whole year has been wiped out, because traditionally we wouldn't be busy for January, February or March, and then this would be our busy period, which has been completely scooped out, and then we'd be back into Christmas and it'll be back January, February, March then again next year. But I do feel like, and the Armada I've played in many times, precisely what I agree, the size of the room should dictate the amount of people we could have at a wedding, because some wedding venues have like huge dance floors, you know, and some of them you wouldn't even, if everybody at the wedding was dancing, you still wouldn't feel the dance floor. You know, that's the truth. So I think the smaller, more intimate affairs might be affected a bit more than some of the bigger venues. And as Tariq said there as well, from a track and tracing point of view, you know where everybody's been, you know where everybody is. So, you know, we're just waiting to see what the next decision is for us. But it's going to be a long time before we get back to any level of normal capacity.
And I mean, when it comes to weddings, I mean, you're in a particularly difficult position because of the ban. Because if the weddings aren't happening, you know, normally you might be able to look at alternative gigs. But because of the whole impact of everything, that makes it very hard. Apart from income and money and things like that, Dave, do you miss it? Do you miss performing at weddings?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, when I came from the original background and I started the wedding band, I think about 10 years ago or more, but we used to love it because we were sold out every night, you know. It made no difference on ticket sales because people were at the weddings anyway. And you definitely missed playing and you missed the camaraderie of the band and, you know, the whole lot of it, really. You know, the whole lot of it. And it's a big, big worry for us. I mean, I know you said there financially, but that is a massive worry because we have no real guidelines for us. You know, essentially at the moment as it stands, we're being told that they will cut the COVID payment at some point for us in August, and then everybody's moratoriums will be running out in September, and it's a real worry for musicians in Ireland at the moment. Really, really, really worried.
And I suppose, Dave, thinking about weddings as well, I mean, there are measures can be put in place, but the reality is that late on at a wedding, you know, people are locking elbows, they're doing all sorts of gathering in a circle together. And of course, the other classic is various relatives getting up to sing a party piece where they're all sharing the microphone, and out comes Frank Sinatra's My Way or whatever else.
Yeah, we just have to, you know, there has to be, we just won't be able to do that anymore. And I mean, and I think you touched on it earlier, it's more of an atmosphere thing too. Like if you play 500 Miles or you play, you know, those kind of songs that get people to do that, there are other ways to play a gig, being a bit more cleverly, where you are including everybody, everybody's having a great time, but you can kind of frenzy them down. You know, it was a friend of mine, Paddy Cullivan, wrote a great piece in the Irish Times.
No slow sets and a Viennese waltz.
Well, yeah. But he was saying, see, it's our job. It's kind of, you know, contrary to our you know, to all our experience so far, because our job was always to pack the dance floor and to have everybody, you know, singing and grabbing each other. So we have to find a new, you know, that phrase that's been bandied about, but we have to find a new normal now.
You have to calm them all down. John Bourke, do you miss weddings at the hotels? Obviously, it's a big part of your business and there's a whole cost associated with that. But do you normally enjoy hosting weddings?
For sure. I mean, look, there's nothing more enjoyable than hosting a wedding, and I genuinely, you know, mean that on behalf of myself and all the team. In 1984, we hosted our first wedding in the Armada, and Ness and Brendan are still regulars and customers of ours. And, you know, they just last night before I left work, I was chatting to the couple who were due to get married yesterday. So, you know, there's a huge relationship built up with a couple over from the moment they book through different events we host where we bring them together right up until the wedding day and long after that. You know, for their christenings and celebrations and anniversaries. I mean, it feels like every weekend we've anniversaries, people that have missed their visit to celebrate their anniversary, and they seem to be catching up on them now from March, April and May. So, you know, it's the most rewarding part of our business, without a doubt.
And that's something that I'm sure that you do miss and will continue to miss. Yeah. Dave, when it comes to songs and requests, what's the most requested or favourite song?
Oh, I suppose, you know, the things about weddings is it's songs that people normally wouldn't suspect that they would like these songs, but they go down so well at every wedding that you have to play them. And I suppose the most requested song we would have is something like Sweet Caroline, I would suppose, would be one of them.
Sweet Caroline. Yeah. Well, we have an opportunity if you could play us out with that. It became a bit of a controversial song at the start of the pandemic. It's hard to believe that Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline could ever be controversial, but Dave is going to play us out with it. Thank you very much to Tara Fay, to John Bourke, and also to Dave Brown as well. That's all we have time for this week. The show was produced by Aideen McLaughlin. Research was by Rachel Breslin. Dave Gibson was on sound and Evian Meegan was the broadcast coordinator. I'm on your TV screens at 7 on Tuesday evening on RTE One Television with a brand new 6-part series called Open for Business. I hope you get a chance to tune in. Until then, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. It wasn't spring. Spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, not touching hands. Freaking out, touching me, not touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good, and I've been inclined to be. But now I look at the night.